Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Hour number two of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Beautiful Monday. It's sitting at around low 80s, but if you're in the shade, you really can't tell. If a nice breeze comes in, man, beautiful Monday. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you. As always, Chris, what's up?
Yeah, my new transplanted neighbors from Chicago. Are they say, is it going to get chilly any time around here? Well, maybe a couple of weeks before Christmas.
Kidding me? It's the coldest time of the year right now.
Anyway, they're loving it. There's just some of our new friends in the neighborhood. Speaking of friends, Milton, the community over there, just did something bang up crazy and just so cool. They showed their support for the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter during the second annual Who Let the Dogs Walk fundraiser and adoption event Saturday. You know, these shelters, think about it. They operate primarily off of volunteers. They really do. And these folks spend a lot of time making this extra special for potential dog owners. The fundraiser, of course, helps to expose shelter dogs to the public and find their fur ever home. Okay, the shelter currently has 70 dogs. That doesn't count the number of dogs who participates in the Doggy Day program, and that's one doggone
okay
great program.
You're killing me here.
Dogs can be taken out for an hour, a half day, whole day, or even overnight. The funds raised Saturday will go directly to the Friends of the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. Are you familiar with Hee-Haw?
I've heard of it.
Okay, Junior Samples, big guy, you know, he's always famous for salute.
Yeah, you had mentioned that before.
There
yeah.
you go. So I'm saluting the folks over the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter this afternoon.
All righty. Great to hear. And early voting officially open in Escambia County. There's 10 locations available for voters. Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender was on Pensacola Morning News earlier today. He says that voters can go to any of the early voting locations because of their ballot on demand system, which stores ballots for registered voters in the county and prints them when you show up to cast your ballot. Bender says that that system is not used on election day as a failsafe against an electronic issue, such as some widespread power outage. But to find an early voting location near you, you can check EscambiaVotes.gov.
And if you plan on going and not standing in the lines, I would go early.
Yeah.
Because the lines were extremely long today, which is great. No problems
there. Out there.
Yes,
yeah.
They are. And so all areas for early voting reporting brisk business today. So there you go. Thanks for showing up. We got a few more days left before the general election, so go out and vote. Stocks ended up mixed today, pulling back from some all-time highs. Fox's Hillary Barsky has more on the story.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week mixed as bond yields climbed and investors get in gear for a busy week of earnings reports with some major U.S. companies releasing financial results. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors finished lower except for tech. NVIDIA among the leaders in the tech space today. Its shares rose 4% and powering closer to a new milestone and on track to notch a $3.5 trillion market capitalization, which only Apple has ever surpassed. The Dow winners today, Apple, Boeing, and United Health Group, the Dow decliners, Home Depot, Caterpillar, and American Express. The Dow falling 344 points, the NASDAQ up 50, S&P 500 lower by 11. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty. Also, we touched on this last week, but now we've got more deets on it. Hangout Fest, right? We're used to that in South Alabama. Well, country music stars Morgan Wallen, Brooks and Dunn, Post Malone, and Hardy headlining next year's Hangout Fest, which is being rebranded this year as the Sand in My Boots Fest.
Brilliant.
Yes.
The just brilliant. Brilliant.
The festival had previously been primarily focused on hip-hop and rock acts, but this year, organizers say that they've collaborated with Morgan Wallen to enter his universe. That means he's very popular and he can make us a lot of money. The three-day festival happens in May. Pre-sale tickets are available later this week and start at $399 for general admission.
Whoever the marketing director is over there, I'm going to give them out a salute as well.
Yes.
It was a very nice move there. Hey, Florida Forest Service officials busy over the past weekend here battling blazes across the north end of Escambia County. This was near Cotton Creek. If you're not familiar, it's just south of Highway 164 in the McDavid and Walnut Hill areas. FFS is the authorities are now recommending residents to refrain from any outdoor burning. But let me kind of add a caveat to this. There is no chance of rain to the local forest this week. That's why the man burn is in place. Very dry out there. So just put it off until we get a little bit of precip.
All right. Also, just want to let you know, just a bit of a programming alert. In 15 minutes, we are giving away a pair of tickets to Pensacola Little Theater's production of POTUS. And it's, we'll just say, one four-letter word is about to rock 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue when the president unwittingly spins a PR nightmare into a global crisis. The seven brilliant and beleaguered women he relies upon must risk life, liberty, and the pursuit of sanity to keep the commander-in-chief out of trouble. And, of course, the show will contain adult subject matter and language. But we will retouch on that in about 15 minutes when we're giving those tickets away. But that is once again, Pensacola Little Theater, pair of tickets to POTUS. We'll get details on that in about 15 minutes, right before the Fox News break, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, PLT is always doing some good stuff over there. Here's something, speaking of good stuff, I always like this. I get a kick out of it. The Pensacola Beach Veterans Day Parade on the schedule, returning for its, get this one, 35th year next month, not their first rodeo. The parade rolls from Via de Luna west into the Casino Beach parking lot. Now, this year's event will include veterans from all branches of the military. Rolls at 2 Monday the 11th on Pensacola Beach. Veterans wishing to participate in that parade can contact Donna Cahill. Her number is 850-516-8533. Donna Cahill, 850-516-8533.
All righty. 516 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the map here, we've got some backups in several areas, actually. Starting with Highway 29, if you are traveling northbound on 29 towards 10 Mile Road, we do have some backups there. Same with I-10, traveling westbound, just getting off of the I-110 north ramp, and then Palafox Street, traveling northbound passing Burgess Road, kind of giving you some issues as well. The last major spots are going to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. That is backed up even more than usual, pushing you back to the Mary Esther area. And then a little bit of issues on Highway 90, traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, 81 degrees still, low of 61, mostly clear skies tonight. Tomorrow, basically the same thing. Sunny, clear Tuesday, high of 82, low of 62.
Yeah, that mess along 98, this is 98 east, not west, on the west side. This is over between Gulf Breeze, and I guess it's now extending past Hurlburt, heading to the east on 98. What's happened? They had a major, obviously, water main break at the Holly by the Sea. Right there at the intersection, there's a Circle K there, red light, and it's backing traffic up like crazy this afternoon. Do you have any more indications of how far that goes, Austin?
The main congestion we're seeing right now is what I just touched on, and that's, yes, right in front of Hurlburt Field, and we are getting some construction icons there, so that's what they're talking about. But that's the only spot where there's any severe backups. The rest of it's actually looking pretty clear at this time.
Whew.
Yeah, I know, right?
Bold statement. Go boldly where you shouldn't be going. Hey, we were talking about Pensacola Beach, you know, the Vets Parade just a second ago. Just also wanted to update you. There's a new park upgrades on the way for Pensacola Beach. Saturday, new playground equipment opens at Cowley Park. Leading up to the opening, the playground area closed today through Friday. So if you're taking the little tykes over there, don't do it. Yes. It's because they're putting the new equipment in. They're installing all this stuff. The pavilion, walking track, tennis courts, roller hockey rink are open during the playground installment. New park coming for P Beach. Pretty good.
All righty. And also just want to give maybe at least once an hour, we'll give a programming update on this. Of course, we've got UWF. They've, as you said last hour, Chris, they've been really riding
high. And
this
is good stuff, what you're getting ready to say. This is really good.
Yeah, because there's been, you know, talks about grants and new programs they have.
Absolutely.
Well, so it looks like the university is in a pretty good state right now. Well, the State of the University address at UWF will be getting underway with Dr. Martha Saunders right here on News Radio 92.3. You can listen to that at 9:30 a.m. Wednesday morning during Pep Talk.
And you thought my stuff with the dogs was real.
Yeah. I figured I got to stoop down to the level eventually.
Okay, 519 News Radio 92.3. The Biden administration still trying to figure out how classified intelligence about Israel's military planning showed up on a public website. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
President Biden is deeply concerned about classified intelligence assessments about Israel's potential retaliation against Iran showing up in the public domain.
That is not supposed to happen, and it's unacceptable when it does.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says the Pentagon is investigating. So far, it is not certain if the classified documents were leaked or discovered by hackers. There's also no indication, Kirby says, of additional documents becoming public. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now that's very frightening.
Yes, for sure. Almost 5:20 exactly here. You know what else is frightening? What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, does this kind of equate to like Joe's boxes in his garage with all the classified information?
I guess. I don't know. I was just going to say.
Who's watching this thing?
I was just going to make a segue about us like, we got to go to break. I was just going to do that. We'll take a quick break, 5:20 here.
Contentious report here, ladies.
When we return, we'll touch on some stuff going around the state of Florida, including election websites across Florida back up and running after many of them crashed on the first day of early voting. Details on that and more coming up. And of course, right before 5:30, got that ticket giveaway.
Yeah, I thought you had the keys to it. No, you gave it to somebody else. So
exactly.
Who's watching the material?
Yeah, who's in charge here?
Jeez and Pete, that's crazy.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What should you look for in a church? Allow me to give you three things. Look for a church that exalts the Savior, a church that equips the saints, and a church that evangelizes the sinner. And by exalt the Savior, I mean a church where Christ is not just prominent, but where he's preeminent in the singing and preaching. And by equip the saints, I'm describing a place where Christians are learning the Bible and are growing in their personal walk with God. By evangelizing the sinner, I'm describing a church where the congregation is together focused on giving the good news of the gospel to the community around them. Ladies and gentlemen, I urge you to get involved in a church with these three ingredients, and you'll find yourself in a healthy church.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
I know what it means to fight for family. I've lost my husband to ALS and my son to a fatal brain tumor. Those experiences shaped me, but they didn't break me. I'm Gay Valamont, and I'm running for Congress to fight for you and your family. I'll work to lower costs, improve our schools, and make our communities safer for everyone. Our families deserve better. I've faced adversity and come out strong. Vote for me, Gay Valamont, on November the 5th, and let's build a brighter future together.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Warning, Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. 526 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Still got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. Then it's just going to be I-10 traveling westbound, just coming off of the I-110 north ramp. And then the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road still looking backed up as well. As for the weather, 81 degrees, low of 61 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 82, low of 62.
Okay, 527, News Radio 92.3. Where did you find that Brothers Johnson?
It's a song that my mom likes.
Well, I'm just saying, Brothers Johnson were a great band.
Yeah.
What's your mom's name? What's your first name?
Melissa.
Hey, Melissa, you got great taste. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening.
You taught your kid well. let me ask you this. Will Santa still make his list this year, or will AI do it for him? Fox's Even Brown has the question.
Holiday shopping will start soon, even though it's not even Halloween yet. Americans are still expected to spend big, but could artificial intelligence make you spend more? Some retailers might be banking on it. AI is being deployed across online retail platforms, learning the shopping tendencies and preferences of each shopper in hopes of presenting them with things to buy that they actually want.
That personalization, that's real, like a real understanding of, like, they actually understand me as a consumer.
David Anderson with Content Square says nearly 90% of online consumers will be exposed to AI like this before December. Eben Brown, Fox News.
My goodness. Also hinted at this before the break here. Election websites across Florida back up and running after many of them crashed on the first day of early voting. A Tallahassee-based vendor known as VR System says that the web pages displayed error messages earlier today because of high demand. Some elections offices, including Hillsborough and Pinellas counties, were forced to post backup versions of their sites in order to provide residents with basic voting info. This will not impact the overall tallying of ballots, though, and early voting underway for much of the state ahead of Election Day on November 5th.
Did you ever feel that Hurricane Helene would do this much damage in North Carolina, Austin?
Honestly, no.
I didn't either, you know, because we were watching it come on to the Florida coastline.
Yeah.
And then it kind of breezed out of here, and then it started doing its real damage.
Right.
Former President Trump visiting the mountains of western North Carolina today to meet people who unfortunately have lost everything to Hurricane Helene. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more details.
Former President Trump called the damage he saw on the drive up to Swannanoa devastating. He brought up business owners and lawmakers to speak who praised him but asked that he not forget them. He criticized the current White House and FEMA response but said this was his message to North Carolina.
I'm with you, and the American people are with you all the way. We're going to continue to be with you. We'll see what happens with the election.
He praised people for voting early, despite the devastation. More than 1 million votes had been cast in the state by Sunday afternoon.
Voting is the least of it right now. They got to vote. They want to vote because it's very important, but they have to survive.
He said the GoFundMe he started raised $8 million for charities that work in the area. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
You know, time is running out to help those homeless people. And one thing I was wondering if they even consider, like the local people here in the Pensacola area, socks are among the most requested, yet least donated items at shelters.
Yeah.
People will get displaced like this. Now, all this month, West Pensacola Elementary students are making October a month to remember. Area students are attempting to collect 2,000 pairs of new socks for the homeless. The 2024 drive continues for the next 10 days through October 31st.
All righty. We also got a pair of tickets to give away from Pensacola Little Theater. Their production of POTUS from October 25th to November 3rd. When the president unwittingly spins a PR nightmare into a global crisis, the seven brilliant and beleaguered women he relies upon must risk life, liberty, and the pursuit of sanity to keep the commander-in-chief out of trouble. First person to text in, who was the 40th president? 850-437-1620. Who was the 40th president? Text into 850-437-1620 and you can get this pair of tickets to Pensacola Little Theater's POTUS from October 25th to November 3rd.
I'm John Saucier. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump making their final pitches to voters as we get closer to the election. The vice president spoke about the abortion issue, pledging to codify the protections of Roe v. Wade into law if she's elected.
You don't have to abandon your faith or deeply held beliefs to agree the government should not be telling women what to do with their body. So I do believe it is a compelling issue, especially when we consider the fact that for so many of us, our daughters are going to have fewer rights than their grandmother.
Former President Trump says abortion should be a state matter, has countered assertions that he would enact a national abortion ban. He also claims Harris wanted to keep the southern border open.
You're either stupid, you hate our country, or they're trying to get them to vote, right?
The vice president has blamed Trump for helping sink a bipartisan border deal in Congress earlier this year. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Disney is selecting James Gorman to replace Mark Parker as the company's next chairman. The move, effective in January, comes as the media giant prepares to name a successor for CEO Bob Iger in early 2026. After a six-week stalemate, Boeing and the more than 32,000 striking workers are reaching a tentative agreement that will end their strike. That proposal includes a wage increase of 35% over a four-year span. The union plans to vote on that deal Wednesday. On Wall Street, during the first session of the week, stocks were mixed. The Dow falling 344, the S&P 500 off 10, and the NASDAQ grew by 50 points. Gasoline prices at the pump have fallen from a week ago, following last week's roughly 8% drop in oil prices, according to GasBuddy. Meanwhile, U.S. crude oil futures for November under $71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Major League Baseball got their Dream World Series matchup with Aaron Judge's New York Yankees going up against Shohei Ohtani's Los Angeles Dodgers. We know Ohtani will win the NL MVP and Judge will take home the AL MVP, but what if Major League Baseball only handed out one MVP award? And the trophy in that case should go to Judge, as he has a higher WAR, batting average, plus more home runs, RBIs, and walks than Ohtani. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's football season, and now you can get anything you need for game day delivered with Uber Eats.
Well, almost anything. You can't get a running back, but baby back ribs? Yes. Uber Eats, official on-demand food delivery partner of the NFL.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture with daily use.
Need to hire? You need Indeed. Their end-to-end solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all year round. Schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from your Indeed dashboard. Learn more by visiting indeed.com/credit.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare, we're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex, it's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
Hi, I'm Carissa Burgosh, asking for your vote on November 5th for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
There are approximately 5,000 media market radio stations in the country, and only one was recognized for excellence by winning the prestigious Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters at a ceremony in New York City.
News Radio 92.3,
the Media Market Station of the Year.
Thanks to you.
This is Pensacola's news, weather, and traffic station.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. No, that was not a song from my mom.
Darn, man, she's hip.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? That song came out in 2003, I believe, which was 18 years after 1985, which means we are officially further from that song being made than they were from 1985 when the song came out, which is wild to think about. But that's just a fact that I stumbled across on the internet one day, and I don't think emotionally I've quite recovered. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
You see, everybody is waiting for you to announce the winner.
Oh, yes.
Well, this guy's babbling. I want to know who won the tickets.
Thank you for reminding me, but we started talking about Bowling for Soup, yeah, I lost my place.
Your mom came into place here.
Congrats to Aaron from right. Pensacola. Aaron won the tickets.
Good for
yes.
Aaron.
So congrats to you, Aaron.
And where is she going to be seen?
POTUS,
right?
Yeah, I think
I'm sorry,
it was
POTUS.
Spelled what I would consider a male way, but
okay.
But if I'm wrong, forgive me. But Aaron will be seeing POTUS, pair of tickets to Pensacola Little
nice.
Theater's production of POTUS from, I believe it's October 25th to November 3rd.
I've heard some good things about that. That's very cool.
All righty. Awesome. Looking at the roads and weather here, we do have some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Also, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. That's typically pretty bad every afternoon, but it is all the worse currently. And then it's going to be I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, 81 degrees, low of 61 tonight. Tomorrow, a high of 82, low of 62, sunny, clear Tuesday.
Ready to talk some SEC football real quick?
I suppose.
Okay. Very interesting week that was, needless to
yes,
say.
Yes, it was, actually.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to start with the Missouri-Auburn game. I really felt Auburn was going to win that game.
Okay. I'm going to tell you this right now, Chris.
Oh, far away.
Auburn is 2-5.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, one game was one that they truly, like, you know what? They should not have won this team. They were clear, or they should not have won this game. They were clearly the worst team. Only one of five losses has that, and it was at Georgia. The rest of their games, Auburn has been competitive in. Whether it was against Cal, Auburn, but Arkansas, but against Arkansas, they had five turnovers, just like they did against Cal. Oklahoma, and now most recently Missouri, they can compete in all these games. They just can't close them out.
Okay, by the way, Missouri won that game 21-17 over the Auburn Tigers.
Despite Auburn having a 17-3 lead.
Yeah, I kept flipping in on that game. You know, I'm going, okay, looks like Auburn's doing pretty well here.
Yep.
Okay, South Carolina, oh boy, Oklahoma 35-9, and they beat them on their own turf.
I don't know what to make of that. I guess Oklahoma, you know, when Oklahoma lost to Tennessee, it was trending online. Hey, welcome to the SEC, Oklahoma. I guess so. Welcome to the SEC. Oklahoma wasn't ready for it. My goodness.
Here's the one that I think caught a lot of folks by surprise. And then again, it didn't. Tennessee, Alabama.
I had Tennessee 26-24. They won 24-17.
Close.
Here's another fun fact for you. Alabama has two regular season losses before November for the first time since 2007. That was Nick Saban's first year.
Oh, my God.
So in case you needed any more reminders that Nick Saban has left the building, there you go.
Okay, here's a team that's going to be playing LSU this week. Texas A&M and Mississippi State. Texas A&M came out on top on that one.
Yeah, Mississippi State and Auburn both are kind of looking like teams that are tougher than their record implies. They're just getting some pretty poor hands.
Well, we know a little bit more about the Indiana Ball State football team. They took on Vanderbilt, and Vandy won that game 24-14.
Yeah. Vandy's now ranked, and in their cute Vandy way, they made us stop believing in them right as they got ranked. beating Ball State by 10 when you were tied at the start of the fourth quarter, that's not a good look.
Well, listen, they're in 25th position. That's something top 25 team.
Oh, no, that's great for them.
Great, it sure is. Here's another game that I was sure proud of the local guys. LSU over Arkansas, 34-10. The Sooies couldn't do it.
Yeah.
What happened? I thought it would be a better game.
LSU, I mean, you know, everything
I'm not complaining.
Was...
Don't get me wrong. I'm not
yeah,
complaining.
Just confused, right? Yeah.
Well, I thought Arkansas was built up to be a much better team.
Everything was riding on Arkansas here as far as an upset alert. At home, catching LSU after a huge close win, rivalry game. Arkansas was only one game worse by record than LSU. So for them to get beat up like they did, good for the Tigers.
I think Billy Napier has a save line for the rest of the season here. Florida over Kentucky, 48-20.
Man, we talked about it last week. That could have been a staple in Napier just trying to buy himself a bit more time. Right now, the Gators, over halfway through the season, have a winning record. and they're probably going to beat that one-win Seminoles team. So let's go ahead and tack on a fifth win there. At that point, I think they host both LSU and Ole Miss. If they can just stun one of those guys.
Easy.
Okay, I'll specify it. If they can just beat Ole Miss, they will get a bowl with the hardest schedule in America.
Six bowl game eligibility.
Yeah, so props to them if they get that done. And at that point, I'm all on keeping Napier around just a little bit longer.
Tell me if your jaw did not drop on the Georgia-Texas game.
My jaw did not drop. I thought Texas was going to win. I thought Georgia was going to score 30 points. I just thought Texas was going to score more than that. Mm-hmm. I think it says a lot more about Georgia than Texas. I think Texas is still a darn good team. Georgia, I think they're just the best team in America today. Their only problem is they can't beat Bama to save their lives.
And you see where Arch Manning got the bad news. He's going to be on the bench for the rest of the season. I'm not sure that's going to go over very well.
Well, I mean, look, he knew that he was going to be sharing a tough quarterback room.
But
he
thought Ewers was going to be leaving earlier.
Yes, perhaps he did.
He did. Now, that was part of he was going to be leaving.
I don't know. I mean, it's like you can't blame Texas for not wanting to continue to kind of flip-flop between their QBs when they're trying to put together as good of a run as they can. I said, you can have a deep quarterback room, but if you keep being wishy-washy on your offensive identity, that's not good for a team's consistency.
Just trying to take care of some of my yacht friends here. Okay, let's set the games up real quick here. For Saturday coming up, it's going to be a week to remember Oklahoma Ole Miss.
Man, I got to take Ole Miss.
Absolutely. Yeah. Arkansas, Mississippi State. That'd be a good game.
I can't completely count out the Bulldogs. I'll take the Razorbacks, though.
Mizzou, Alabama.
I really think Alabama gets this one done. Okay,
you think so?
I don't think Mizzou's that good of a team.
Okay. Texas, Vanderbilt.
Going on the road, we had a texter drop in just now that said, way to go, Longhorns. You messed up my Commodores, the opportunity to upend two number one teams in Music City in the span of 3 weeks. Yeah, nice. That'd have been pretty cool.
Nice.
No, I still think Texas is going to take care of business here because I think Texas is out for blood. They want to send a message in a ranked road conference win in the SEC. I think that's a good way to do it.
I'm pulling for Vanderbilt.
Oh, I think it'd be great if Vanderbilt
won. I'm going to give them a shot here.
Oh, wow. What do you think the score
will
be?
Go Commodores, even with that silly Commodore man that runs around their mascot. he scares me, man. Okay, LSU, Texas A&M.
I've got TAMU in that one. At home, that's a tough place to play, and that's a rivalry game, too. I'll take the Aggies close.
Okay, and Auburn, Kentucky.
I have Auburn winning that game. I think they kick Kentucky while they're down, and that's in Lexington. So that says a lot. All righty, just a little bit past 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got the same issues in the same places. The intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road still backed up. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hobart Field is still looking like a parking lot. And then we've got some minor backups on I-10 traveling westbound just passing the I-110 North Ramp. As for the weather, still 81 degrees. We've been sitting there all afternoon. And it's going to be 61 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 82, low of 62.
Well, you know, it's not so surprising. The majority of Americans still are feeling negative about the economy, according to Fox News polling, which also places the economy as the leading issue. Just got this information this afternoon, by the way. On Fox and Friends, did you see former President Trump on Fox and Friends recently?
No,
well,
I did not.
He was there taking questions from customers at the Knockout Barbershop in the Bronx, giving his plan to put the economy back on track.
We're going to do two things. Interest rates are going down. It's going to be brought down. It's going to be brought down fast, but much more importantly and quicker, we're going to drill, baby, drill. You've heard that, right? Drill, baby, drill. We're going to get our oil. We're going to have much more of it than we're going to do 4 to 5 times more than we're doing right now. We can do that.
I was hoping that you, if you're driving this afternoon listening, I was hoping you could pick up on the clipper sound in the background. They were cutting.
I did hear that. Yeah. The buzzing. Yeah. Because I think we had touched on that last week as far as like just imagine you're just sitting in the barbershop and a president walks in. That's
unbelievable. Well, the first question I would have, why is he bringing his head in here? I mean, his haircut is not synonymous with like at the Knockout.
No, that's true.
I'm saying.
That's very true.
Also, what's that orange man coming in here?
Also,
there's a lot of lines you could use on that.
Yeah. Walmart announcing the return of their inflation-free meal deal.
All positive, may I add.
Yes. And that's why I'm keeping the positivity going with this free meal deal here. This runs through the holidays. The deal is being released earlier this year and at a lower price. The deal offers 29 items, including turkey, sides, and dessert, and will serve 8 people at a cost of less than $7 a person. Meals can be gifted to friends or family or donated to the Salvation Army. Items will be listed on the walmart.com/Thanksgiving link, and the offer will run through Christmas Eve.
Okay, government spending becomes has really pretty much become a campaign issue as it reaches almost 36, are you ready for this one? Trillion dollars? Are you serious?
Wow.
Fox's business Edward Lawrence at the White House has more.
Federal deficit has now reached a record, the highest level in history outside of that. So $1.8 trillion more is what the government's spending than it's taking in. It's part of the campaign now, as former President Trump stopped in Lancaster, Pennsylvania on Sunday.
And also they're spending, they're stupid spending. They spend money on the Green New Scam at levels that nobody's ever seen before.
Still, the Harris-Walz ticket says that it's former President Trump's problem.
He also became, as he himself said, the king of debt and drove up the national debt $8 trillion more than any president in U.S. history.
$6 trillion of that $8 trillion spent under the former Trump administration went to support the economy and the U.S. during the pandemic.
All right. 5:50 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, got some pop culture notes for you, including a toxicology report and some input from another late musician's daughter regarding the Liam Payne situation and his untimely death last week. Details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. I'm a Naval Academy grad, 28-year Navy pilot, and former Desert Storm Task Group commander. I'm also proudly endorsed by former Superintendent Malcolm Thomas. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich for School Board District 4.
Paid for by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
I'm Robert Bender, your supervisor of elections. The general election is underway, and now is the time to make sure you have a say in this election. Election day is November 5th, and there are three ways you can vote. One, you can request a vote by mail ballot and return it by mail or leave it in a secure ballot intake station at any early voting site. Two, you can vote early at any one of our 10 area early voting sites from October 21st through November 2nd. And three, you can vote at your polling place on election day. Whatever you decide, just get out your vote.
For more information, visit escambiavotes.gov or call 850-595-3900.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
We'll be right back.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Still got some issues in the same spots we've really been touching on for the majority of this afternoon. The intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Still dealing with backups on both streets there. I-10 traveling westbound. Just passing the I-110 north ramp. Giving us issues. And then Navarre Parkway, it doesn't look like it's going to lessen anytime soon. If you are traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, I've got some bad news for you. It's pushing you back into the Mary Esther area. And here's to hoping it lets up sooner rather than later.
The key operative word you just used was traveling.
Yes.
Let me go over here to PNS's board.
Well, before I do that, let me get traffic and weather. I'm
okay,
sorry
go
about
ahead,
that.
Go ahead.
My hesitation led you on. Forgive me. 81 degrees in Pensacola, low of 61 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 82, low of 62. There you go.
Okay. Let me see here. It's an American flight coming up out of Miami. Touchdown time was a little bit after 6 o'clock. Now you can expect it about a half an hour later. It's 3387 coming up out of Miami. I do this just to help you out if you have to pick somebody up at the airport, save you some parking cost and just some time. Other flights we have in question tonight. Also, there's a Delta flight coming up out of Atlanta, 3059. Wheels down Pensacola at 625 now. Expected a close to 650, about a half an hour late. There is a flight coming out of Denver. It's Frontier 3930, 702 touchdown. It's actually, that flight's going to be coming in about 25 minutes early. So if you got to pick somebody up there, 642 wheels down on that one. So and other than that, one last flight, Dallas-Fort Worth. It's an American, 474, 1046 touchdown. Now we'll be touching down about 1150, about 45 minutes later than the original schedule called for. And that's what's happening at PNS this afternoon. You touched on this Elon Musk story last hour. I wanted to kind of forward this and move it, advance it a little bit for you. Elon Musk election promise of $1 million giveaway every day is drawing scrutiny this afternoon. Fox's Sue Guzman has this report.
This weekend, Elon Musk announced he'll give $1 million a day until Election Day to someone who signs his America PAC petition. By signing, the person pledges support for the First and Second Amendments, freedom of speech, and the right to bear arms. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro telling NBC's Meet the Press said it may be illegal.
When you start flowing this kind of money into politics, I think it raises serious questions that folks may want to take a look at.
Some legal experts have suggested Musk is not violating any law since the money is being awarded for simply signing a petition, not in exchange for a vote. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
All righty. Also hinted at this before the break. A bit of a two-parter here. Liam Payne had multiple drugs in his body at the time of his death last week in Argentina. A partial autopsy revealed that the former One Direction member had pink cocaine in his body. Pink cocaine is a mix of drugs that includes methamphetamine, ketamine, and MDMA. Also, TMZ got in a bit of trouble because they posted some photos that were basically identifying characteristics in Payne's body. And Chris Cornell's daughter taking issue with that. Tony Cornell is her name. She wrote on Instagram that the images caused her to reflect on when, at just 12 years old, she saw pictures of her own father's death. The Soundgarden singer killed himself in a Detroit hotel room back in 2017. The images of Payne have since been removed, but Cornell said it breaks her heart that Payne's 7-year-old son might one day come across the pictures and suffer the same way she did.
558, News Radio 92.3. There's a lot of smiley faces over at Tate High School now. The Automotive Service Academy has returned thanks to a Triumph Gulf Coast grant. The board voted to approve a grant of up to approximately $617,000 to reestablish the Automotive Service Academy at Tate. The funds will be used to renovate and equip the former auto body building with modern equipment and hands-on labs for that academy. That's
all
pretty.
Right.
Hey, listen, a lot of folks don't want to go to college. They don't have to. They want to. They want to go ahead and start earning money, and in their life, get it all started. It's a perfect way to do it. Learn a trade like that.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah.
Also mentioned this earlier this afternoon, but of course, I know a lot of people my age at least, and apparently, our very own Chris Bryan has gone to this before. Hangout Fest next year, and well, starting this year, excuse me, it will be rebranded as the Sand in My Boots Fest, and next year, country music stars Morgan Wallen, Brooks and Dunn, Post Malone, and Hardy headlining the lineup. The festival had previously been primarily focused on hip-hop and rock, but this year organizers say they've collaborated with Wallen to enter his universe. Three-day festival begins in May.
I think it was absolutely brilliant, them rebranding that event.
As you said, especially in South Alabama.
And it's just a... It's an ideal situation.
Yeah.
Why'd it take us so long to figure that out? Hey, kudos, salute, going out to the marketing director, whoever that is.
They know their stuff.
Listen, you obviously pulled the right strings on this one, because that festival is going to be popular.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.